This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is watching to see what this means for the war in Ukraine. A meeting in Russia between President Putin and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Now, Kim is speaking out.
In a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Kim said, Russia is waging a sacred fight to defend its sovereignty, security interests, and justice against the hegemonists, and we have always expressed full and unconditional support for the actions taken by the Russian government. The meeting took place at the Vostochny Cosmodrome, where Kim toured the Soyuz 2 space rocket launch facility. The meeting location suggests the North's desire for Russian assistance to develop military reconnaissance satellites. For Putin, the meeting with Kim is an opportunity to refill ammunition stores that the 18-month-old war in Ukraine has drained. I'm Karen Chamas.
Democrats are reacting to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's decision to order an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, a New York Democrat.
This is an illegitimate impeachment inquiry. Period. Full stop. It's a waste of time and taxpayer dollars.
Speaker McCarthy says that House investigations so far paint a picture of a culture of corruption around the Biden family. Now to the tragedy in Libya. Rescuers have found more than 2,000 bodies so far in the wreckage of the city of Derna, Libya, where floodwaters broke dams and washed away neighborhoods. Officials fear the death toll could exceed 5,000. In Berlin, about 40 people lifted a bus to free a young man trapped under the vehicle. He got pinned under the bus after falling while running to try to catch it. Police praise the people who rescued him as heroes. The Dow dropped 17 points yesterday. The S&P lost 25 points. This is AP News. Now to those new Apple products.
Apple is unveiling new products, including iPhone 15. The four types of iPhone 15 models have some new bells and whistles, including a new chip and a new camera.
These are the best and most capable iPhones we've ever made.
But Tim Cook's company isn't making any major leaps in technology. Kian Dance with Apple says there will be a new way to charge an iPhone with a switch to a USB-C cable because of a mandate European regulators are imposing.
So we're bringing USB-C to iPhone 15. It enables charging, transferring data, playing audio and video.
The fancier iPhone 15s will cost more. Tech analyst Tim Bajerin has a suggestion.
Turn in an old phone and get at least $1,000 up to maybe $1,200 discount so that the new iPhone is going to be marginal in the context of a cost.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.